Team News, Paul, how are you looking at anyone getting closer to a return?
Yeah, obviously Keegs will be back in the squad after his 45 minutes of the night there. And Danny and Gesson's trained fully with the first team squad this morning. So another two bodies back. Obviously with Cameron and Oscar coming in as well, you know, looking a bit more healthy now.
So no negative reaction then for Paul Geoghegan from his 45 minutes?
No, he's been fine. You know, it was always in our minds that he was only going to play 45 regardless of how good he felt. He said no reaction on his knee at the minute, which is really good, positive result.
Luke McCulloch, how's he looking?
Yeah, Luke's going to be the 6 to 8 weeks. You know, he's tweaked his medial ligament. Known having that injury myself before, it's just a matter of time. You know, not a lot he can do at the minute. Tice is probably, he's improving all the time, but 3 weeks away, which is good. He's been out running. Rob Jones is getting better all the time, so he's not too far away. So yeah, the squad's looking a lot healthier now.
This weekend too soon for Rob Jones?
Possibly. He'll do a little bit with us tomorrow, and we'll see how he goes.
What about McKenzie as well?
No, Gary's fine.
Yeah,
Gary just we just gave him a rest and wanted to have a look at young Paul McKay the other night there as well. So Gary's trained today as well. So you know the squad's looking healthy going towards the weekend.
And finally, Harry Forrester. Is it just a case of sitting and waiting for him as well now?
Yeah, it is. You know, the positive thing about Harry is that it doesn't need any sort of operation. It's just waiting in the ligament healing and strengthening it again. So he'll be out for the designated time that we said.
How much did your youngsters impress you the other night in the JPT?
Yeah, I was delighted with them. Thought it was great, first and foremost, to see them out there. You know, five of our own academy products playing in the first team games is fantastic for everybody. Thought they acquitted themselves really well. You know, there was no lack of effort, determination, a little bit nervy and naive at times. But that's going to happen. I mean, one, I think it was three of them making their full debuts, so the nerves are going to kick in. And two, the occasion of playing the first team game here at the Keepmore. But I was delighted with them all.
How important is it for you as a manager, though, and when they've had those nerves, to afterwards boost them up and let them know how well they've done?
Yeah, massively. And, you know, the senior pros that were in, not just in the team but in the squad, helped them out massively as well, you know, because you need, when you're a kid and you get chucked in, it can be difficult at times, and you need your senior pros and your staff to look after them. When you've got five in there at once, even more so. But you know, the squad as a whole, we're delighted for every single one of them.
Because it's something that the club didn't have a few years ago, the kind of, you know, I guess you could say, conveyor belt of youngsters coming through. It's something that has seemingly developed in the last 3-4 years.
Yeah, and it's something that I've been wanting to do since I first came in. You know, there's no secret there wasn't enough that came through our own setup that we're getting the chance in the first team. First and foremost, you've got to make sure you work with them, coach them, work with them properly, and bring them on. Secondly, you've got to make them believe that they're not kids anymore. They're involved with the first team, the reason. And three, you've got to back them, you know, and give them confidence and give them the courage to go out there and play. And that's what we're doing. And as I said, we've got a good crop coming through now.
Did they do enough then, some of them, to maybe push their way into your squad and your lineup this weekend?
Well, all of them that played have all been in the squad every week. You know, some have been the bench, some have been left out. You know, but they're always involved in the first team squad. We make sure that they train with us every day. On a match day, they're in all the team meetings, they're in and around it, and that experience is just as important for them.
How's Offa Goburn settling in?
Yeah, good. You know, delighted to have him. Trained this morning, trained really well, impressed everybody. But he's a good player. You know, he's somebody. You know, I said the other night there, I've been trying to sign him throughout the summer. Decided to go with QPR, and you know, big club down there. He's not quite at the game time he had, so as soon as we found out he was available, we moved quickly to get him.
What's Richie Wellens' situation right now then? How's it stand at the moment?
He won't be involved at the weekend. I've made that decision. I spoke to Richie last night. You know, there's all these conspiracy theories going around about what's happened and what's not. There's certainly no problem at all between me and Richie, or Richie and the club, and I want to stress that. Richie last week came to see me because he thought there was a move that was 110% on that was going to benefit him for not so much personal reasons, but for reasons that he wanted to be closer to home. It wasn't because he wants to go and get more money anywhere else, nothing like that. Unfortunately, he got let down in the move. You know, and there was no way that Richie, unless he thought it was 110%, would have came and seen me in the first place, because we've got a lot of respect for each other. But a possibility now that with the loan window reopening, that he's still looking to get somewhere closer to home. And with that in mind, I've come to the conclusion that until anything happens, he won't be involved in my first team squad.
Okay, so is that because you want players who are fully committed and who you know are going to be here for the long
term? We've got a group here that's fully committed. You know, and if Richie is looking to go elsewhere, he's focused, and I mean this in the nicest possible way, he's not going to be 100% here. Mm. And we want players that are.
How did he react then to not being included this weekend?
No, he was fine. You know, he understands that I've got to make a stance on it. He understands that I've got a group of players that want to be here. And it's not that Richie doesn't want to be here. There's circumstances that he just wants to find a club closer to him.
Do you think it is likely now then that the Doncaster fans have seen the last of Richie Wellens playing in a Doncaster shirt?
You never say never in football. You know, if the move doesn't materialise, Richie will come back and he'll come back 100% committed and wanting to play.
So it could be a case of him going out on loan, or would it be a case of the club looking to maybe end his contract and let him go and join a new club, as we've seen other teams do?
Not at the minute, it would be a loan.
So it'd be a loan move for him,
And it's got to be, first and foremost, right for us. Mm. You know, it's got to be right for Richie, as in location-wise, but it's got to be right for me in the club.
And I guess if you're trying to put a positive side to it as well, it would then free up some funds for you, wouldn't it, wage-wise, when the loan window reopens?
Yeah, if it happens. You know, there's no guarantee that it's going to happen. You've just got to look as close to last Friday when we all thought Richie was going to be moving. It's not occurred through no fault of his own. You know, he's been let down, but at the same time we've got to make sure it's right for us.
And if it doesn't happen, then would you have a sit down with him, not a clear the air, but a kind of sit down chat with him? And
of course we would. There's no need to clear the air, because there's been no argument, there's been no anything else. I've known Richie for a long time, and we get on great. And look, if he's looking to move closer to home, we'll help him out, because, as I said, we want people who want to be here.
There's a part of you that hopes he stays, though, because he's an influential player, isn't he?
Richie's a top player, you know, and I'll be sad to see him leave. I completely understand his reasons, which I will keep private, why he wants to do it, and we move on.
So the loan market then, when it does reopen, are you looking to do quite a bit of business? Or, I know you came close, didn't you, to getting one more in?
Yeah, we're hopeful. You know, we thought we were going to be there before the weekend or early last week. You know, I keep saying to you guys, there's lots of different factors why it doesn't happen. You know, injuries occur in other first team squads, and managers want to keep them as cover, as I would do if the boot was on the other foot. So we're hopeful that we'll have one in next week, but you know, it's reliant on other things.
Yeah, I know that Nigel Adkins said to us that the domino effects didn't fall right for them. Is that a similar case?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, with targets and Oscar and Cameron, and another one, we managed to get two in. And the reason we didn't get the other one, because of circumstances at other clubs.
So how are you setting this weekend then? A long trip to Gillingham?
Yeah, long trip, but we want to make it a worthwhile trip. You know, the lads are feeling really confident, they're really bullish at the minute. You know, we had a good result last week. You know, as in winning the game, confidence wise, and you know, back to back clean sheets. You know, we've played 5 league games, and if you take the goal out that we gave Bury, we've had 4 clean sheets within that. Always gives you a chance of picking up points, but we want to start winning games as well. And with the squad looking a lot healthier, there's competition for places now as well.
And Curtis Mayne was obviously on the score sheet in the last league game as well. How much does that do for him?
Yeah, look, Curtis has been working his socks off. Whether things have been going for him quite right or they haven't, you know, he's got his head down and his attitude's been top class. And you know, I said after the game last week that I believe the real reason we started as fast as we did and we got the goals early doors was down to our front to defend him from the front. And you know, we'll look to see, hopefully see more of that on Saturday.
Gillingham are a strong side though, aren't they, so far this season?
Very good team, and I know they've had a good start, so I don't want to sound clever, but they were one of my tips to surprise a few people this year. You know, they finished the season strongly last year when Justin went in, made some really good signings. You know, they're a very energetic team, have got good players, threat going forward. So we know it's going to be a real battle on Saturday, but we go into it with a lot of confidence.
A Manager of the Month nomination for Justin Edinburgh, and a Player of the Month nomination for Bradley Dack as well. He's got 5 goals already.
Yeah, he has. A good player, and he's, you know, very obviously very high in confidence at the minute. You know, and the system they play really suits how Bradley Dack plays as well, with him playing a diamond and him at the tip of it. But we've watched him, we know what their strengths are. We've worked at it this morning, but we also feel that we can cause them a lot of problems as well.